This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced the bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act. In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
During his address to the nation Tuesday evening following the conviction of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, President Biden called us in America systemic racists. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
One of the president's core objectives is addressing racial injustice in this country, not just through his rhetoric, but through his actions. And what anyone should look to is his advocacy for passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act, for nominating leaders to the Department of Justice to address long, outdated policies, and to ask his leadership team here in the White House to prioritize these issues in his presidency, which is current and today and not from 30 years ago.
It should be noted, Biden was the architect of multiple federal laws in the 80s and 90s that disproportionately jailed black people and contributed to what many people see as systemic racism. NASCAR is at the big track in Talladega, Alabama, Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
One border state governor is tired of waiting for federal help at the U.S.-Mexico border crisis. He's sending in the National Guard. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is calling on the Biden administration to declare a federal state of emergency on the border over an influx of illegal immigrant crossings. Ducey announced he was sending 250 National Guard troops to the border in his state to assist authorities who are stretched thin. The current conditions at the border have led Congressman Chip Roy to push legislation to the House floor to force the Biden administration to enforce one of President Trump's major border policies. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he took the move because the White House has failed to do anything meaningful.
I filed a discharge petition of my friend Yvette Harrell's bill to require Title 42, the CDC's requirement and guidelines that we protect against the influx of pandemics into the United States, that we resume enforcing that, which the Biden administration has refused to do. So now we will force a vote on the floor of the House if we can get up to 6 Democrat colleagues to agree that we should secure our border and fight against the spread of the pandemic.
When Michigan's St. Clair County held a walk-in COVID-19 vaccination clinic last week with 1,600 shots at the ready, only about 800 people signed up in advance. A quarter of the available shots went unused. Tara Smith, an epidemiologist at Kent State University, says we're starting to hit a wall in some areas where most of the people who are anxious to get vaccinated have already gotten their vaccines, and the rest are either considering or have decided against it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, not because it's easy. It's kind of like what President John F. Kennedy said, because it's hard. And sometimes it seems to be getting even more difficult as time goes on, especially with the psychology of the country being what it is after being bombarded 15 months and counting with COVID, open borders, lawlessness running rampant in our streets, and, of course, the combination of recent events, all pigpiling on the consciousness of the American people. I'm Bill Martinez. Megan Barth joins us now, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
Doing well, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'll tell you, it's, the release of all this psychological angst in the marketplace. I want to tell people like LeBron James and others, maybe other influencers, you know, take a breath. Take a breath and maybe consider for a moment the Hippocratic oath that doctors take in doing no harm. You know, we have enough harm out there. We need people of reason and common sense, including, you know, I say the same thing to our president and vice president of the United States, that I believe we're so irresponsible and the choice of words that they used. I mean, this was on a teleprompter. This wasn't something that they said, you know, off the hip. I mean, this was a planned speech that they gave, and all they did was divide us all the more. They did nothing about uniting us and giving us any sense of hope that, you know, we can deal with this issue and do it in a way, in a constructive manner. But, you know, a solution doesn't seem to serve their purpose, does it?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that unity they campaigned on for months and months. But, you know, Bill, when I look across the landscape, and it's been infected by the malignancy of Marxism, specifically cultural Marxism, when your cultural martyrs are drug dealers, drug users, gangbangers, career criminals, it should be no surprise that a 16-year-old girl tried to murder another girl with a knife, and a 13-year-old boy nicknamed Little Homicide was shooting at random cars in Chicago while roaming the streets after midnight. We do not have a policing problem in this country. Sure, are there bad police? Absolutely. Are there bad doctors? Yep. Are there bad politicians? Of course. What we have here is a parenting problem. We have a cultural rot, which the Democrats in these large cities have managed and presided over and exacerbated for decades. If you look at any major city where all of this racial angst is going on, it has been run by Democrats, many black Democrats, into complete destruction. They actually, the Democrats, including Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Maxine Waters, have only stoked the flames of racism through their rhetoric. CBS News, when reporting on the 16-year-old girl in Cleveland, mm-hmm. purposely left out the fact that she was wielding a knife, cut that out, and also cut out all of the testimony that the victim was providing the cop after the cop had shot the 13-year-old girl to defend the helpless black victim. Mm-hmm. Would it be okay for LeBron James, just for the cop, or Valerie Jarrett, for that matter, just for the cop to watch another young black girl murder another black girl? Because that's really what would have been the outcome, or the most mm-hmm. likely outcome. So some black lives are worth it to Democrats if they are, again, drug dealers, gangbangers, drug users, and career criminals. But when you look at the innocent black lives that are taken by other black lives, there is an absolute vacuum of any sort of outrage. Black Lives Matter has been around for 7 years. They have raised over $1 billion, and not $1 has gone to the inner city communities. It has not gone to buy one black child a book. It has not mm-hmm. gone to one black child's education. It has gone to actually line the pockets of Democrat politicians and Patrice Cullors, who is one of the Marxist founders of Black Lives Matter, has purchased four mansions in predominantly white neighborhoods. So until the Democrats are really willing to put the money, and it's not through reparations, they have raised and given the black communities, or these communities, billions of dollars to fix the problem. And the problem is that the money never solves the problem mm-hmm. when you have parentless homes and martyrs such like George Floyd.
Well, and especially, you know, you talk about something systemic. Look what they've done. I mean, it's really a variation of modern day slavery in getting black people to rely on the government for a paycheck. And you say billions, it's actually trillions of dollars. It's a war on poverty since 1964. Not that all that money has gone to people of color, but a good amount has. Almost $30 trillion, Megan Barth, since 1964. And as I asked, a black leader, I said, where did all the money go? He says, Bill, you got to understand, those 70% is administrative fee. That goes to people right. of color who administrate. So they're taken off the top. And then on top of that, they have the audacity to say, where's our reparations? It's like, please, are you kidding me? Give me a break here. You live in the freest country, which, right now is still the freest country on the planet. And you have an incredible amount of opportunity, as exampled by other people of color who have done quite well. I mean, as somebody pointed out, I think it was John Whitehead earlier, he pointed out that a lot of the people of color come from, they're coming from, Africa. They're coming from outside of the United States, and they have less than what, black Americans have, and they pick themselves up by their bootstraps, and they are the ones that are the new entrepreneurs. And meanwhile, you got Jesse Jackson and the rest of the rate baiters saying, that's not fair, we need to get our money. Well, the thing is, you chose to put yourself in a position where you could not take full advantage of the opportunity here in this country. You relied on the government. You sold your soul to the company store. And now you want the rest of America to pay for the choices that you've made. How is that fair to the rest of the hardworking Americans who have contributed to the backbone and the strength of this country that allows you, even still, even though you may be, the caboose on a chain of generational reliance on the government, you still can break loose and do something different?
Yeah, and Dr. Ben Carson is probably one of the most shining examples of that, growing up in a life of poverty. And basically, instead of running the streets with knives and guns and doing drugs and gangbanging, he chose to pick up some books and read. The educational
opportunities. That's because he had a very mean third-grade educated mother that said, there's no way you're going to be one of those gangbangers. So he and his brother were told, you are going to read, you're going to get educated. This comes from a single mother, and boy, I'll tell you, she's a hero. You make her a hero. I'm not into making George Floyd a hero. I'm sorry.
Well, and that's the problem. Again, they are elevating the criminal element within their community and giving them martyr-like status and ignoring the shining examples of what hard work and good parenting can produce.
Amen. Megan Barth's got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of RainBabe.com, right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
RegganBabe.com is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, and the founder proprietor of said entity, Megan Barth, continues with us. You know, I've been kind of keeping an eye on this controversy and this outrage over the emotion of LeBron James and him targeting the police the way he did, instead of accepting any kind of responsibility, although he did say, well, I shouldn't have, you know, I'm angry, and it wasn't my intent, so to speak. I'm paraphrasing him, you know, to unleash more anger. I mean, it's like, do you not have a brain? I mean, do you not even see? Because even on the basketball court, you know, leading your teammates, you have to see how things and words and what they do and how they affect your teammates in a positive, negative way. And here it is, you choose to interject yourself into the political process, into the environment, which you could have done for good, and you let your emotions, you know, get the better part of you, and you can't even, after everything is said and done, and you realize the damage that you have created, he does not seem to have some connection with reasonable common sense here, Megan.
Well, when Laura Ingraham told him to shut up and dribble years ago on a yes. filed statement, an inflammatory statement he made, he, of course, called her a racist. But he has no problem shutting up and dribbling for the communist Chinese.
Yes.
And the NBA is basically owned by the communist Chinese, as most of the, you know, woke corporations are. They have no problem doing business with the communists who are a brutal regime against their own people, as well as the Uyghurs. But they are the first to, of course, stoke the flames of racial division in this country, along with the Democrats. And so the hypocrisy, of course, is very thick, and we often use that word when it comes to Democrats because it's so fitting. There really is no other word that you can find to describe how the Democrats have treated the black population. Malcolm X actually said that the greatest threat to the black man is a white liberal. And he knew it then, we know it now, and we've known it for years. Like I said, we don't have necessarily a policing problem in this country. We have a cultural rot and a parenting problem that has been destroyed through Democrat policies and Democrat corrupt politicians who continue to ignite. Here's a good example. Al Sharpton took a selfie before he went to Minnesota, Brooklyn Park, in front of a private jet. And he said, on the way to Minnesota. So he has basically fleeced the black community with his black rhetoric. But race baiting sells, and it sells well. And it enriches those who will never step foot into a ghetto, into an inner city, unless they're getting paid. And then they go back on their private jets, and then they go to their mansions in predominantly white neighborhoods, which are surrounded by gates and perhaps armed guards, and they continue to throw gasoline like Maxine Waters did on the fire because they can get away with it. They're never held to account. The censorship...
Well, they get rewarded for this. They get rewarded, Megan.
Correct.
I mean, this is a windfall profit for the Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and the race baiters of the world and Benjamin Crump, which I still insist it galls me that he's still an attorney after lying and doing what he did in the Trayvon Martin case. Why is this guy still an attorney? I mean, he lied to the court. He lied to the American people. And when you go back and you realize the damage that was affected in Trayvon Martin, I mean, how many white people were killed? And I still hear, you know, the quote of one, this is for Trayvon Martin, which was spoken over a white young man before he was murdered by a black. And this is what Benjamin Crump did. And blood is all over his hands. And this guy's an officer of the court, and he's still out there making gazillions of dollars on all these issues. I mean, he is the official attorney du jour of anything, you know, that is of the size and notoriety of anything racial that's being adjudicated.
Well, you still see out of Ferguson the hands up, don't shoot lie, and that was found to be an absolute lie. And even Eric Holder's Justice Department didn't find that to be truthful and published quite a lengthy paper exonerating the police officer in Ferguson. But you still see people marching through the streets, Black Lives Matter, screaming, hands up, don't shoot. You know, a lie will travel around the world, as Mark Twain said, before the truth has to put a chance to put on its shoes. And when you have NBC or CBS or ABC selectively editing out the truth, then what you have done is manipulate the perception and basically have been behind the big lie in order to bamboozle people into believing something that simply is not true. The mainstream media and the Democrats have been behind all of this violence and racist rhetoric, and the only reason they do it is to create more chaos. That is what
exactly.
They want. That is
of course,
exactly
and big tech's involved in this too, Megan. Big tech is all part of this. The propaganda merchants of our country right now that have, you know, taken control, the way they've throttled down the truth, the way they're, you know, choking off intelligence. I mean, they're really dumbing down the American people. I mean, this is a specific and planned effort by these Marxists that are doing this supposedly to a free people. And what's happening slowly but surely, because we're buying into this stuff, is we're allowing ourselves to be enslaved. This is the disgusting part of it all.
Well, right. And any communist regime, any Marxist regime always wields and practices propaganda. Why? Because propaganda is a powerful tool in order to dumb down the masses. The greatest threat to any Marxist regime is a knowledgeable populace. And so that threat needs to be basically extinguished. They don't want a knowledgeable populace. Look at the teachers.
Yeah, take over the First Amendment. Right. Yeah, take that out. Go ahead.
Well, right, and also the Second and also the Fourth, and just keep on going. The Constitution is the only firewall that we have against this hostile takeover. Joe Biden is simply just a pawn. And for anyone to listen to Joe Biden talk about what white supremacy or systemic racism, he was the one behind segregation. He was the one that was uplifting Robert Byrd. He was
exactly.
The one that was drafting bills that would create more subjugation in the black community. And so he should be the last person to talk, but of course he's the first person to talk because the Democrats implemented him through a series of fraudulent activities during the election.
What
we have basically are charlatans running this country. We're not sure exactly who's running the country, but we know it's not Joe Biden.
Barack Obama. Why is the DOJ, this is on at ReaganBabe.com, why is the DOJ lying about the Ashley Babbitt case?
Well, what hasn't the DOJ lied about in a while, including the FBI, which is under the DOJ? We really don't know why they're lying, but that's a great question because I read the report, which is published on ReaganBabe.com, and if you sign up for my newsletter, you'll get these newsletters every Sunday and all of these articles. But we know that Ashley Babbitt was killed, the only homicide, according to the D.C. medical examiner, that occurred on the insurrection during January 6th. We don't really know why they're lying, but it said in the report that she was shot in the shoulder. Anyone that watched the video, the live video, knows that she was shot in the neck. They will not. This was a black police officer, a Capitol police officer, that shot an unarmed woman into a crowd who had police behind her, and we don't know his name. We know all of the names of the white police officers that have shot black, unarmed black, or armed black victims. We know all of their names, but the DOJ refuses to release his name. And who shot Ashley Babbitt continues to trend on Twitter, because we deserve to know the truth.
This is a made-for-movie scenario down the road here. Who shot Ashley Babbitt? And this is amazing in this modern era, as you say, where so much is disclosed, so much is kept at bay. And, of course, even further is, as you mentioned, the FBI, which is under the auspices of the Department of Justice. You got Director Wray refusing to say if Antifa has organized finances. It is amazing. The world is upside down, Megan Barth. I got to tell you, thanks for coming on.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House on Wednesday voted largely on party lines to advance a bill that limits the president's authority to issue travel bans on foreign nationals from entering the United States. House Democrats introduced the bill known as the National Origin-Based Anti-Discrimination for Non-Immigrants Act. In 2016, the Obama administration attached a transgender mandate to the Affordable Care Act, framed as a non-discriminatory provision. It would require doctors and hospitals to perform sex change surgeries and provide insurance coverage for this practice. In January, a judge in North Dakota sided with Catholic hospitals in striking down the transgender mandate. However, on Tuesday, the Biden administration appealed the ruling. Dr. Mike Chupp with the Christian Medical and Dental Association tells Fox News they're pushing back on Biden.
As physicians of faith, we represent approximately 20,000. We're Hippocratic physicians, first and foremost, for hundreds of years in the United States. We take an oath to do no harm.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
You be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
You know, your opinion really does matter. It does. But more importantly, then we got to take it up the scale and, you know, find the facts. You know, opinions give us an idea, you know, like any scientific approach to things. You start having an idea, you come up with this hypothesis, and this is, you know, the same germination of opinions. But, you know, what makes them worthwhile is when you can support them with facts, and then you can share them with other people and help them out, help all of us out, because we're a lot smarter that way when we get through the process, as opposed to this cancel culture, this woke culture that just wants to cancel off everything. But there's some things that can't be disputed, and that is, thankfully, the facts. Rich Noyes with us. He's the the research director at Media Research Center. And we're here to talk about the comparison, the clear comparison between how President Joe Biden is being treated by the media versus how they treated Donald Trump in the first 100 days. A clear contrast that I know that your opinion can lead you in the right direction, but Rich has the facts for us now. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on to give our audience the whole truth and nothing but. With how the media has treated, we know that early on, well, not early on, it was like a fixed deal that the media got together somehow and said, all right, we're not going to give any good news about Donald Trump, maybe about 10%. That's about the most we'll do. We want to keep it somewhere between the 8 and 10%, but 90, 92% of what's going to be reported on Donald Trump has to be a negative, because this is all part of the cabal of the resistance, right?
Well, that's what we found. I mean, we went through
We're not talking about crazy cable news here. We're talking about ABC, CBS, NBC, the half-hour evening newscast that is still seen by 20 to 25 million people a night. It's you know, a bigger audience than cable news by far. And it's meant to be more of a straight, orthodox newscast. We looked at all coverage of the Trump administration from January 20 to April 9 of 2017. The exact same thing with President Biden's administration. When we calculated spin, we didn't have, you know, Democrats saying Biden was great. That doesn't count. That's just partisanship. Yeah. Republicans attacking him, that didn't count. Same with Trump. And in that same period, for the Trump administration, it was 89% negative. It was 1,900 minutes of coverage, so they were covering him almost like a natural disaster or an emergency. With Biden, the amount of coverage went way down. He's a much less controversial person as far as they're concerned, down to 726 minutes, so by more than half it fell. And it was 59% positive. This is, you know, reporters saying good things about him, anchors, they're experts, going to the man on the street. We've got a little video excerpt that goes with the blog on newsbusters.org that shows you this is the tone of evening news coverage. And, you know, 59% positive is nice honeymoon coverage. And it puts into stark relief how adversarial the media were with President Trump during what was supposed to be his honeymoon period with the country.
Exactly. Were these numbers somewhat consistent with the numbers that you found with Barack Obama?
Pretty close. I mean, you know, Barack Obama, I think, had an exceptional media honeymoon. And, you know, we didn't do it quite the same way. We looked at the sort of the top issues, and most of them were in that 50 to 60% positive category. The media, I mean, the number one issue with Obama's first 100 days was his, you know, massive over $1 trillion stimulus spending package. The media gave that good press. Well, the number one issue for Biden was his $1.9 trillion spending bill as well, called the COVID stimulus package. That was 86% positive. So, I mean, if you really want to figure out what makes the media happy, it's spending other people's money and making yourself a hero.
And it's amazing, too, that the media is not held accountable, because let's look at both spending bills, but particularly because we're so far down the road from the investment that the people made with Barack Obama, the trillions of dollars there that gave us no shovel-ready jobs and was just kind of a smirk and a grin by the president. But yet the media, you know, is not culpable whatsoever in holding those dollars accountable. They just, you know, went along, it was kumbaya time, and meanwhile, it's the American taxpayer getting fleeced once again at the hands of the politicians and this ruling class that involves the mainstream media.
Right, and I think this is where, you know, when I talk about the amount of coverage, I mean, when they spend 1,900 minutes on Trump, they were digging in, they were trying to find things to criticize, they were investigating, they were moving, they weren't just content with the story that the White House put out, they were going and finding their own things to criticize. With the Biden administration, they're happy with that sort of superficial label, you know, COVID relief. They didn't dig through all of the details about what was in the bill. I think people like the idea of COVID relief, but probably wouldn't have liked the idea that so much of the money was going to other things and going to people who didn't need any help at all. Same with this new infrastructure bill that's, you know, it's called infrastructure, but so little of it is infrastructure, and the price tag is even bigger, $2.25 trillion. That's something where the media could be investigating and digging through it and exposing all the political favors inside a bill that big. But, you know, instead they're happy with the headline of the day. Very different approach.
Exactly. I mean, and this is why you welcome people like yourself, certainly in the group, the team, all the great work that you're doing in order to expose it. Peter Schweitzer, how he exposed, you know, the first massive stimulus of the Obama administration, that when it was extracted, what was discovered, in much the same case as this current stimulus that Biden, you know, got passed, is that a lot of it's going back to paid political favors. People that did the bundling, that did the campaign bundling for Obama and Biden. In Obama's, I don't know what the numbers are for Biden yet, but I know Peter Schweitzer reported quite extensively on it. And of course, as you say, typical, the mainstream media did not participate in this, but it was quite shocking that you realize that for every dollar that these bundlers had performed on behalf of the campaign for Barack Obama, they got something like 25,000 back in return of, you know, from the people's treasury. So, I mean, that's incredible ROI. You and I should be so lucky to get those kind of returns, you know, for every dollar, get 25,000 back. But that's what happened. I think it was about 80-85% of the bundlers for Barack Obama. And the same thing, you can see it in the COVID relief bill. And I don't recall the mainstream media, like you say, these main networks that capture such large volumes of the American people, they didn't say anything about that I'm aware of, that, you know, only 10% roughly, if you round it up very generously, you might come up to 10%. It's probably more like 9% of the monies actually went through COVID relief. The rest of it was for political favors, as you say.
Right, and this is where the media really sort of exposed themselves. I mean, their mission is to sort of stand as a surrogate for the average citizen, you know, talking to the people in power. They have all that special access. They're supposed to be representing everybody, asking challenging questions, trying to keep people accountable. But clearly they have one method of operation when it comes to Republican president. They're on the attack. They're really trying to sort of find gotcha moments. And with a liberal Democratic president, particularly one who's doing the things that they want to do, they're much more compliant. I will say, you know, out of the 41% that was critical of President Biden, about a sixth of that was reporters criticizing him for not being liberal enough. So, you know, if he's going to get on the bad side of the press, it's going to be because he's not as liberal. I mean, he's already, I think, more liberal than Barack Obama was or any other Democratic president. But they're pushing to be even more to the left, and that's not good news for taxpayers.
Yeah, the media is not doing us a whole lot of favors when they're asking such important questions like what flavor of ice cream. You know, I don't know about you, but I really don't care. You know, he can have it all. He's the president of the United States. I really don't care about his ice cream. But there are so many other critical issues that are important that they could hold him to task on. But, of course, the administration is protecting their candidate. They're protecting their cause. They feel like they've got the goose that's laying golden eggs for them. And they're going to hold on to this, this power that they find themselves in. And if they do any legitimate reporting, it could put that at risk. Right. Bottom line.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a media that is trying to help this administration, whereas in every way for the last 4 years, they were trying to hinder the last administration. It's night and day.
It's clear. There's no. It's not even close, that's for sure. Rich Noyes, Research Director at the Media Research Center, has been with us. Rich, as always, appreciate the time and great work. Congratulations to everybody there, okay?
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners blew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
So, being a mom is a huge responsibility. I thought I had it all figured out, and then along came COVID. Instructions changed almost daily. Schools closed, wearing masks and social distancing. The one place I felt I could control was the safety of my home and protecting my kids in our personal space. So, I bought an air purifier to keep my air clean in my home, only to find out that it wasn't safe to use and very costly with filters. To top it off, I was going around and wiping down surfaces with chemicals. That couldn't be safe for my kids or pets. Then I discovered Safe Air Network. They provided me with equipment that decontaminates 24/7 with no chemicals.
Protect your surroundings now. Visit SafeAirNetwork.com and check out our technology and equipment now. Or call 503-585-5582 to schedule a free consultation and quote.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com to be in the flow of the know. Meanwhile, to be in the flow of the know of Movie Guide, we need to check in with Evie Bear Carroll. She joins us now. She's the host of Movie Guide TV, and we've got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. Evie, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Well, it looks like Parler's coming back, huh?
I know, it's interesting times, but Parler is now coming back.
Mm-hmm. So are they coming back with more independence, or are they still going to be beholden to Apple and the power brokers of big tech?
Well, that is really the question that we're wondering. But what happened was is that they are able to be downloaded now at the App Store. And, mm-hmm. you know, Apple says, oh, well, you know, they say they didn't comply with the rules at Apple, and so now they're saying, oh, okay, it's all right. Now they're, you know, reinstated because they're following the rules of Apple. And so it's interesting, though, because they now have a new CEO. So it's really up to what the new CEO is willing to do, Mark Mickle, or mm-hmm. I'm probably saying his name wrong. Okay, don't get me on that. But
well, no, that's okay. He'll just cancel yeah. you. That's all. That's all right. No worries.
I know. So remember that. I don't know if you knew about the news about the other CEO that they had, John Metz. He was kind of an mm-hmm. interesting fellow, and that was all what was going on during the time that they were removed, and so. They now have this new CEO, and we'll see if this guy is going to follow everything Apple says or if they're still going to be willing to do all the free speech that we all want.
Yep, exactly. I mean, it seems to be pretty academic. I mean, the fact that it's even come down to this, it just makes you wonder when there will be an end to this, and maybe we can fall in love with our First Amendment right one more time, Evie. What do you think?
It's nice to know that there's other apps out there that are, you know, trying to do the same thing. And we do have a voice because mm-hmm. we're, you know, the 75 million. And so I hope that there is a platform for us that does well and gains attraction. And, you know, hopefully Parler is it. Otherwise, there are other options, as we know. And so
exactly.
We just need a place to be able to speak. So.
Right. $75 million just for a start, because I got to know that there are people on the other side that, you know, they're okay. I mean, they're not on radar, but maybe eventually they will be. And, you know, this is what we love about a free country is alternatives, right?
Exactly. I mean, they say that, you know, 64% of America doesn't agree with cancel culture, and they want, you know, the ability to say what they want to say. So that's really, you know, that's more than the $75 million. So there is a big contingency that wants to be able to say what they want to say.
Well, one thing we know about the cancel culture, they may not be knocking at your door today, but tomorrow is a whole new day, isn't it?
That's right. But, you know, we got to be able to stand up for what we believe in. And, you know, my number one and our number one at Movie Guide is showing people about Jesus Christ. And I'm never going to back down from that, because I feel like he brings the peace that we all need and gives us purpose in life. And so, you know, no matter what, we need to be able to state our faith. And so we can't be scared of what might potentially happen to us, because really what's important is sharing our faith with other people.
Well, without a doubt, especially when you talk about Jesus. I mean, he's the only one that I'm aware of that was rose from the dead and redeemed us all. So that is a tremendous amount of power when you consider the power of the cross and his blood. And that is very much in our favor. And though they want to do everything they can to negate that fact, it is still real for I still maintain the majority of Americans and many in the world who, according to the latest reports I'm hearing, Evie, is that revival is breaking out, maybe not here in the United States, but around the world. I mean, you talk about something that's, you know, global in impact. I mean, it is the gospel still.
I wouldn't doubt that. I mean, you know, it's been hard times and people need someone to lean on. And they, you know, I'm extremely happy if revival is happening. And that's what I'm praying for. There's nothing that compares to Jesus. I mean, government, you can't put your trust in government. You can't put your trust in culture and the arts. You can't put, you know, it's just Jesus. So I would love that.
Yeah, and if it's not happening like a bonfire in your neighborhood, Evie, like you and I, we're just going out and, you know, just being a revival of one. That's all it takes. Go out there and be that revival of one. And I'm excited to see how God continues to move his hand, how his will is manifested, and seeing lives transformed, you know, right before our eyes. I mean, it's a total miracle. It really is so cool on so many levels. So, you know, as we continue to pray to that end, we thank God that we serve a mighty and powerful God that has a plan and a purpose with nothing but good for all that he's created. Meanwhile, let's talk about Amazon Studios. So boy, they're bringing out the checkbook, $465 million on the upcoming Lord of the Rings series. Now, are you getting any kind of share in that $465 million? I mean, you should. Just
well,
saying.
People,
I mean, if not now, it's for a new pair of shoes, all right?
Well, this is a big, you know, franchise that people love, The Lord of the Rings. And as we all know, there's a lot of Christian allegory to it. But unfortunately, you know, what is kind of the stipulation, we don't know for sure. But, you know, they may be going into a route where they're doing more kind of salacious content in it, more like Game of Thrones. And so I really hope, you know, and the fans said that they don't want that to be because they're spending so much money in it. Amazon's spending $465 million, as you say, which is more than really any other show reported in the past, I believe. And so it's a really a big deal. They're putting a lot of money into it. They're going to try to make it really high quality. But I just hope and pray that they don't, you know, put in kind of salacious content like Game of Thrones.
Right. They just can't help themselves. And here it is, this iconic iconic movie that has served us so well. But, hey, look, at you know, we'll see what happens. It's their money. It's a lot of money that they're putting on the line. And if they want to disenfranchise the people who are loyal to the Lord of the Rings and the storyline, you know, hey, look, at it's up to them. This is a free country. And if they want to, you know, waste their money. But, yeah, hey, we don't know yet. So we'll see how it plays out, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Because the movies, you know, they were really teenagers and above, and they had great themes in them. And so you could watch it, sit down with your teenager and enjoy them. And so, you know, I hope the series is like that because it could be more of a family-friendly
you know, the books for the most part are more family friendly. You know, I wouldn't say younger younger kids, and so I hope that's the case. But
yeah, I'm with you on that. I agree. You reviewed Walking with Herb. Sweet movie. I love this movie, and George Lopez is a hoot and a half. And James Edward almost do a great job. I mean, they've got great chemistry between these two guys, right?
Exactly. And it's nice because it's coming out in theaters. And so it's a Christian faith-based movie that we can rely upon. We gave it a good rating for families. You know, it's probably more older audiences just because the theme is about a 65-year-old banker who, you know, is kind of giving up on his faith. But he gets into a golf tournament and has to compete, and a younger man comes and is competing against this 65-year-old and says, why do I have to compete against the 65-year-old? And, you know, it has some really good elements to it. It's whimsical and lighthearted and well-acted. Like you said, you enjoyed it. And so it's nice to have a little humor in movies nowadays, exactly. And especially in faith-based movies. It's great to have humor instead of just be all about the drama. So I appreciate that.
Well, I was a little surprised. In fact, I mentioned to your dad, with the level of spirituality of George Lopez, I'd never seen this aspect of his character. And I'm told that George isn't necessarily the same guy that we knew before.
Well, that would be, you know, that's an interesting thing. I don't personally know too much about George Lopez, but about his faith. But I hope, you know, what we can do really in that situation is just pray for people to come to know the one true faith, which is Jesus Christ and Christianity. So, So you're saying that he's more in the Buddhist realm now, or what?
No, I didn't say that. No, he came across as a believer, as a man of God, and maybe I could be cross-pollinating my perspective with, you know, some of his political views, possibly. I don't know, but I just you know, he did a great job. I think it's kind of like you know, you watch you know, to me, Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. And I remember I was on an airplane, Evie, when the first time I saw it, and I'm you know, I'm an old Catholic boy, okay, altar boy all the way through, everything else, and I'm watching this movie and tears are running down my eyes, and the people in the, you know, next to me in the airplane, are you okay? And they little did they understand. I mean, I wasn't crying because I was crying because just the joy of that movie and how she depicted. I mean, I knew nuns kind of like that, you know, growing up. So there was a lot that I could relate to that movie. So that's all I'm saying. Just that, you know, you see people in certain venues and they're great actors and that sort of thing. And, George Lopez was quite a character, as you know, in this movie, and, he plays it really well. So, you know, and
yeah,
I'm told that he is.
Yeah. That's totally our hope, you know, and people, because it's, you know, Nicolas Cage played in some Christian movies. There's other people who played in Christian movies, and you just pray that they, you know, it really resonates with them, or they are able to be on the set and kind of be able to talk about faith with other people, and it becomes a personal thing. And, you know, I get to interview a lot of celebrities, and I kind of ask them questions about faith, and so I hope that they're, you know, thinking about it, and that's kind of your hope when they do these kind of movies.
Evie, where can they go for more information?
MovieGuide.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated?